It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the 4-H Club here as part of the Carbon County Extension of Utah State University. And, you know, 4-H is a great program. It's a great after-school program. It's a great summer program. And they always have a lot of fun things and clubs that they're adding. And this is no exception. And we're even going to tease some summer stuff just to get you excited about the summer. I know it's cold these last few days, but just to get you excited about summer, we're going to talk about some of those things. Delana, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
All right, well, let's first, I always like to start off with, how are things going at the 4-H Club here in Carbon County?
Really great. We've got quite a few clubs that we have implemented, keeping all kids and all ages engaged during this time.
We talked before we came on the air about the video and audio production club, and I've talked to Kenny that runs that club, and he said these kids are great. And as I told you, I says, you know, it's kind of amazing to me that I don't see how these kids that are in that club in particular aren't going to be telling their friends, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. We get hands-on, we get to use all this equipment and things like that. And that could be a club that sticks around, but that's really what 4-H is about. It's all about hands-on experiences and learning different things, right?
Absolutely. That learn by doing, and that they get to build their skills and find their interests.
All right, so let's start off with some of the new clubs that you've got that are going to be starting up here. We've been talking about this one, like you said, for quite a while, and your Junior Entrepreneur Club is going to get off the ground and get going. So let's talk about what that club and some of the things that they're going to learn in there, and then we can talk about some of the guest speakers that you're going to have as well.
Perfect. These kids are going to be able to obtain a business license. They're going to make a business plan and budget and funding, manufacturing, advertisement, customer service, and they start building up a company.
And you were saying the cool thing about this is that, you know, they can start their own company and it's a service or a product that they want to sell. And then they're actually even going to have the opportunity to do that.
Yes. After this is all done and during the summer, we will have an event where the kids will be able to set up shop and to have people come and buy their product or look into their service that they'll provide.
Okay. And you've got some great help from community members in the area that are going to be guest speakers at this club. So let's talk about some of them and list them off.
They are great. We've got some great volunteers coming to help us. Jordan Still from Office Excedra, Carmen Jones from Washington Federal Bank, Amanda Paez from Marketing Elevated, Brittany Forrest from Hippie Skin, and Seth Marcine from the County Treasurer.
And all of these people are community members that can help and are willing to step out and go and talk to these kids and help them with this club. And this is going to be a lot of fun. And once again, as we said, it's kind of putting them in place to really start their own business. And that's what the club is all about.
Absolutely. From your business license to the marketing, logos, all that, they'll be ready to go. And what I love about this is that they will start young and just stay here in Carbon County. If they can build their own business and we can keep kids here and grow our industry, that's a great, powerful part of this program.
Okay, so that's the Junior Entrepreneur Club. Have you got a start date set for that one?
Yes, we are going to start March 8th. These are all on Tuesday nights, so the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th, from 6:30 to 8:30. In our 4-H classroom.
Okay. So the next one that's coming up, I'm gonna guess, isn't going to take place in the 4-H classroom, and that is your hiking club.
It is. We're going to be all over Emory County and Carbon County hiking. Jo Varner is our leader on this, and she takes her family to so many fun places, and I'm glad that she's bringing 4-H along with her. And this club is for ages 8 to 18, and it's $12, but we were giving you hats and backpacks and things like little bags to take on your hikes with you. And parents will just need to help give rise to locations.
Okay, and the other cool thing about that is you said you're going to get Steve Price from the Extension office. He's going to go on a couple of them and talk about the plants and things that the kids are going to see as well.
Yes, we'll learn about our area, the plants that thrive or some of the animals, wildlife that we'll see. It'll be really fun.
Okay, so before we get out of here, we need to talk about summer.
Oh, yes.
It's just around the corner. Believe it or not, I know. I know it's February now, but it's going to get here sooner than you think. And you guys always have great summer programs. One of them that you were talking about before we came on was the Board Game Theory Club. And that's actually going to be run by a member of the leadership, the youth leadership there at 4-H.
Yes, Judson Varner. He is going to have a Board Game Theory Club. And he will teach kids how to play games, card games, board games. And then on the last day, they will make their own board game.
And so that one's coming up, and that's in the summer. What are some of the other summer program clubs that you guys have coming up?
We are going to have some STEM camps and cooking, sewing, healthy living, and a lot of other adventurous things. Our summer camp coming up is Star Wars themed, and our youth are putting it on, and they're working really hard, and it's going to be so fun.
And you said you were going to unveil the summer program on Star Wars Day.
Right, May the 4th. So we're excited, and we'll let everybody know what our plans are.
All right, so be looking for that as well. Delana, if anybody wants to be a member of 4-H that isn't, you know, how tough is it to sign up for 4-H, really?
Oh, it's very easy. It's all online. And call us if you need help. We'll be glad to walk you through it. It's $10 membership, which is from September to August. So a full year that provides so many clubs, so many camps, that it's really worth your money. It's a valuable thing for your kids.
All right, so if you have any questions about 4-H here in the Carbon County area, you can give them a call at the Extension office. What's your number if they want to get in touch with you?
Our number is 636-3233.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Delana Barr with the 4-H Club here in Carbon County as part of the USU Extension in the area. Delana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.